Today's episode is sponsored by my Lit Daily Online Yoga Classes. This is an exclusive pass into my personal practice and program that I created from experience as a physical therapist and 20 years developing my Lit Yoga methodology. There is a different class with me every day, including special monthly live streams, so you can feel your most lit up anytime and anywhere. Get a 3-day free trial today by going to movementbylara.com and clicking daily classes. Let's get moving. Good movement and welcome to Redefining Yoga, a Movement by Lara podcast, which is designed to investigate all aspects of the modern evolution of yoga from my background as a physical therapist and lover of movement. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through safer and smarter movement patterns so together we can be uplifted, benefiting all beings. Before I get into today's podcast, I want to remind you to check out my Lit Daily online yoga classes. There's a new class every single day, so you don't have to think about it. Or you can choose from a big selection of anatomy-based classes for all levels. So check it out at movementbylara.com. Today's class is called a confidence. Have you ever had a crisis of confidence? Crisis of confidence. This came up this weekend. I was just at Kripalu, which is the largest yoga retreat center in the world, I believe. And I was leading a 3-to-5-day intensive, mostly for yoga teachers, but there are also some non-yoga teachers there, learning about the anatomy of movement and how to apply it and learning about my methodology. And one teacher named Emily, if you're listening, love you, said, you know, this is good for us because we all have this kind of crisis of confidence as teachers. And I've heard this over and over again. So what I'm going to talk to about today could apply to anyone. It doesn't have to just be yoga teachers. I think it could apply to someone who's a lawyer. It could apply to someone who's a poet. It can apply to us as mothers. You know, it doesn't have to be as a yoga teacher, but this came up in the yoga teacher world. And I hear this all the time. And I think it's especially rampant there because so many yoga teachers are teaching a movement system and have no or very little knowledge about the body and the anatomy and functional anatomy and what is involved in movement. You know, how do you even speak to that as opposed to just kind of instructing poses and sequences? You know, my job, I feel like, is an educator. And I think a lot of yoga teachers want that. They want to feel like they can teach something and impart some wisdom and knowledge and help, you know, really be of service. And so at some point, I think yoga teachers come up to what Emily referred to as this crisis of confidence, where you feel like, I do not know what I'm doing and I stink at it and I should just stop doing it. And why am I doing this? And I think that it's normal. You know, it's normal to feel like you are, you know, kind of wearing a hat that, you know, you're like, what is it? Not a charlatan, but just you're just really not empowered or informed enough to be doing what you're doing. You're kind of standing in this void of confidence, believing you can't do what you need to do, instruct in the way you'd like to. And you have all these thoughts and just kind of emotions and knowledge that you want to convey, but it feels sometimes like you're not doing it in the way you'd like to. And there's this is the crisis of confidence that happens. And I see it with teachers who've been teaching a little bit of time and teachers who've been teaching a long time. And sometimes if the longer you teach and the more you kind of stuff that, like, I'm not sure I know what I'm doing, feeling down, then when it comes up in the form of you're learning something and therefore teaching something different than maybe you did prior, it brings up a lot of this crisis because it's a crisis of confidence. Like, wow, not only do I not feel like I really know a lot about this movement of yoga, but now that I'm learning something different, I'm going to be teaching that. And aren't my students going to think I'm a real fake because I was totally teaching differently? So that happens a lot when I teach teachers because they start teaching differently. The vinyasa method, the classical vinyasa model is not what I teach. And that's being taught a lot in these vinyasa flow, power flow classes. And so when I train teachers and they've been teaching a certain way, some of them were like, oh my gosh, what am I going to say to my students? They're going to think I didn't know what I was talking about. And now, so it's like a double crisis because you feel like I lack the confidence to do something different. Some of the teachers at Kripala this weekend were like, I love this method, this lit style. I love it. I practice it. I know it's the best. I'm starting to incorporate it, but I also feel like some resistance in the traditional world. And I want to have the confidence to just go full on. And anyway, this can happen in a variety of ways because you know what? We evolve people. We should be evolving. We should be different than we were 10 years ago. And that's a different person, a different mother, a different wife or husband or partner. It's a different employee or if you're self-employed, whatever it is, you should be different. You should be growing. And that means that that's a good thing. That's change is necessary for growth. It can be hard and it can bring up the crisis of confidence. So there's two parts to the crisis of confidence. One is you just all of a sudden, or it's been building, you just don't feel like you know what you're doing, or you don't feel like you're good enough. You don't feel like you have the skills. And a lot of that is these inner voices, these childhood voices maybe that kind of creep up and start to tell us that we don't know what we're doing and who do we think we are? And, you know, and we shouldn't be doing it. And that those voices get louder than the other ones and they start to be fully present. And that's what brings us into this kind of crisis mode where we feel like, wow, we just can't do what we're doing because how are we to pretend that we know it all? Well, that's part of it. That's my first piece of advice is don't pretend you know it all. I think somehow we have been taught, I think it's a being taught thing. We've been taught or been socialized or conditioned to think that if you're a quote expert on something, if you're teaching somebody something, if you're guiding somebody, if you're above somebody, say in the corporate world or any kind of world where there's like some kind of hierarchy, that you have to know all of what you're doing. You have to kind of know it all. Like you have to be the expert. And in actuality, being an expert, I don't even know if that's a good term. I think it's expert to me is someone who has put in the time and the effort to become more knowledgeable and more experienced at something. So I might be an expert in functional anatomy. Yes, I went to PT school, but there's PTs out there who don't really put a lot in beyond once they've been trained in school. And some of them might not be, I wouldn't say are experts, you know, it's like, you have to practice it. You have to put it into experience. So, but you know, so I could say maybe I'm an expert compared to somebody who doesn't do that. I became a natural food chef. I would by no means say I'm an expert cook, even though I went through a training. Why? Because I don't practice it enough. I'm not continuing to learn and going to classes and refining it. I have enough knowledge that I can, you know, get by and make good, solid, wholesome meals for my family. But I'm by no means, I would say I'm in the expert. So yeah, I would feel a little bit maybe of a crisis of confidence if I went and started teaching, you know, these incredible vegan cooking lessons all over, because I can, you know, I can teach some stuff. And that's what I would do. I'd be like, this is my experience. So I think first is like unload this idea that you have to be the one and only expert at something. And therefore, as an expert, you have to know everything about it. I do not by any means know everything about the body at all. I'm learning all the time. And that's where I feel like that's where you get over any crisis of confidence is you apply. You apply, apply, apply. You learn, you change, you evolve. You have a willingness to be open-minded. So if you are experiencing this kind of crisis as a confidence as a yoga teacher, that's okay. That means you care. That means you care. But even if you feel like you know very little, start from there and think of two things, the why and the how. First of all, the how. How are you going to get more knowledge more experience, to make you feel more confident. That is the only thing you're going to be able to do to feel more confident, is that you do need to do the work. You need to learn more. You need to apply more. You need to be inquisitive. You need to be open-minded, because some things that as yoga teachers, especially, that you might be practicing or teaching really could not, might not be a good idea for your general population. So I think the how is get in there and learn more, experience more, and be open-minded in that. And be the student always, always, always. That will make you feel much more confident as a teacher, because the answer doesn't have to be, well, it's because of this, dot, dot, dot. It's this is the only way, dot, dot, dot. The how is learning and applying and realizing that there are usually lots of answers and lots of opinions, and you need to find the kind of general view that works for you. And within that, still be open-minded. So I think the how is learn more, apply. If you're feeling this confidence of, if you're feeling this lack of confidence, and if you're even coming into more of a crisis of it, pause and breathe and say, hey, I can, there's a lot I can do to help this. And one is to learn more. Go and take some workshops or some masterclasses or some trainings or do some stuff online. I have people all the time tell me, I download what you say on Instagram. I learn so much from your Lit Daily. I take notes. I take notes from your podcast. This is just an example for me. You could do this for anybody. But those people are learning. They're taking notes. They're saying these things out loud. They're saying, hey, I learned this and I'm learning it from a physical therapist. She has knowledge. Look what it's doing, and it's helping me. And then everyone in their world, whether it's in the classroom or as a private student, is saying, hey, look at my teacher. She's lit up about this. She wants to share it. And isn't that amazing? So the how is learn, 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 and apply, and always be willing to say, hey, I'm going to do it differently. It doesn't mean the path I was on was wrong. We all have ways to get to where we are now, and it's fine. It's where you are now that matters. So the second part of that is the why. When you feel like you're having a lack of confidence and or a crisis of confidence, think about why you're doing what you do. What made you fall in love with the yoga teaching, or if you're a lawyer or whatever, why is it? Why are you doing this? This will bring you back into this state of like, you can have the confidence, because the why is what really people want to feel. They want to feel the passion that you have, you know, the real, real why, because that can help you overcome anything you don't like from an academic or experiential point know about. But you know why you're doing, you know why you fell in love with it. Was it because you wanted to help people, because you wanted to teach them how to move better or teach this yoga that made you feel so good, that helped your life? Find that whatever is really true for you, let that resonate in those moments of short confidence. And remember that is, it's important. This why is important for you to get to where you need to be. It'll also help circle back and reinforce the how. Because we all want to be knowledgeable and helpful and, just kind of whatever, experts. But that doesn't really matter at the end of the day as much as why you're doing what you're doing. And that will give you the confidence to continue to move forward and layer the knowledge, the experience, the service for whatever you're in. I hope this helps you, because it's natural to have these moments of lack of confidence, even maybe a crisis of confidence. And it isn't, the way out is not necessarily to just try and fake to feel more confidence, but to find that, the essence behind it, to rediscover the why and write it down in all the ways. These are the reasons I love this. And then how are you going to improve your skills, whatever it is you need to feel more confident. And then you practice that and you get more confident. reach out to others, reach out to me. I'm here for you. I'm pulling for you. We're all in this together. And if it comes from a place of service and not of ego and attachment, you will always, always make your way through those moments of lacking confidence. But know that you can write me anytime and ask me questions. And that is really the purpose of my style of yoga, is to give yoga teachers confidence. It's to give them really, really useful and just applicable skills and knowledge so that we can all begin to spread this knowledge and help others move better, feel better, and do better in all the ways that matter to be the best we can be. So hugs from me to you, pulling for you every day.